Hello. Good morning. Yes, I am not American. My name is Mark Plummer. I'm from England. My parents are from New Zealand. I'm a little bit confused. I live in Thailand. Anyway, just want to welcome you to this BAM conference here in Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us here, and just want to encourage you to make the most of this weekend. We, in our prayer times for this weekend, have just been challenged by God to really get everything we can out of this time in the sessions, in the breakouts, through the people that we meet, and to really be expectant of the things that he wants to do through all of the things that are going to happen over the weekend. And so we've been praying for you and for us that our hearts will be ready for that. So please join me in taking a stance of readiness for what the Lord would do through this weekend. That's all I want to say. Welcome. Thank you for being here. And I would like to introduce a very famous British comedian, David Skews, who's going to come and lead us now.
I did one joke once last year in Dallas, and I said, "Can anybody explain to me why there's an interstate highway in Hawaii?" I still have not got the answer. But my name is David. I'm David Skews, and I am from Liverpool, UK. It's an important city. Ironically, Liverpool is where most of your ancestors came from as well. And I learned a few things about Philadelphia since I got here a couple of days ago. It's the fifth largest city in the US. Did you know that? The people in Phoenix don't know that. I also learned it's the home of the Philadelphia Eagles, whoever they are. Pretzels. I thought I knew what they were, but these are the soft ones. A very large bell, cheese steaks, and a pretty awesome art gallery. Amazingly, I also discovered that Philadelphia is known as a city of brotherly love. Maybe you could tell that to the Eagles fans who allegedly booed Santa Claus and threw snowballs at him. A scary bunch of supporters, but they've not met the Scousers yet. I'm also very privileged to be here today to bring message and greetings from our Queen, Queen Elizabeth II of England. She was reminiscing that Philadelphia was founded by an Englishman. Philadelphia was founded by an Englishman. A certain William Penn in 1682, and that her ancestor, George III, he was mad, you're right. He very graciously handed over the colonies following Mr. Jefferson's remonstrations on the 4th of July, 1776. But let me get serious for a moment. That Declaration of Independence is a mighty document. And I read these words which stopped me in my tracks. You'll know them well. We have to learn them in school. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is awesome when we think of some of the situations that many of you are dealing with around the world, with the millions of trafficked people that are not treated equally. And that's part of what we're doing here, creating business to challenge these things. And we gather here to celebrate what God has done these last decades. I was reminded through the words of the Lausanne Congress that global evangelism is about the whole church, taking the whole gospel, to the whole world. You know, that's so much more powerful than a few members of the church taking a few blessings of the gospel to some parts of the world. So you're welcome here, whatever your calling. There is no sacred secular divide in the kingdom of God. Whether you're a doctor in the free hospital here downtown Philadelphia or a teacher in that very tough school at Strawberry Mansion in North Philly, apparently one of the worst 10 schools in Pennsylvania, is just down the road. Whether you're a church leader, a business person, an academic, or even working in the halls of government, be affirmed today that wherever you are called to serve the Great Commission, that is the place where you are to be. I'm reminded of the BAM Manifesto, which calls upon to challenge the church worldwide to identify, affirm, pray for, commission, and release business people and entrepreneurs to exercise their gifts, calling in business to people of the world, among the peoples, to the ends of the earth. And it calls upon business people globally to receive this affirmation. And may I ask you to receive this affirmation today? We see today business attacking physical needs through business's mission, spiritual needs through business's mission. But now I see a new wave, a whole new season unfolding before us. We have seen many entrepreneurs establish BAM enterprises over the last 20 years, but now I believe God is calling others. He's calling HR professionals, technology experts, sales, marketing, finance, to help solve problems together so that as we scale up business, aimed for the greater glory of God. I can see God glorifying supply chains to companies. God called specialists supporting companies to align and scale their business to deliver multiple bottom lines. Even lawyers working on acquisitions and murders. Sorry, I meant mergers, not murders. They're reducing slavery, though. They're creating jobs. They're creating wealth as they bless the poor. You'll be hearing from some truly amazing businesses that are engaged in the most challenging environments, working to reduce the 40.3 million people trafficked in modern slavery. That's 40.3 million. And the 1.3 billion living in extreme poverty. This is what Business's Mission is about for us. And business is one tool that will help reduce these horrific numbers through creating jobs. Let me just remind you of the founding verse, for me at least, was this. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 17, 18. And theologians, excuse my paraphrase, but that scripture says something like this. Don't you dare say you did it. Don't you dare say that. For it was God who gave you the ability to create wealth so that his covenant will be fulfilled. So when we think of the purpose of business, don't listen to Harvard. The purpose of business is to bless the nations. And that is my question as I start this conference. I'm reminded of another old Bible story in 1st Book of Kings, chapter 19, where a man was so desperate to hear from God. His name was Elijah. And he had seen and done some amazing things in God's power and love, just like you have. But now he was not so sure. He stood at the mouth of the cave on Mount Horeb and listened, but God was not in the wind, nor in the earthquake, nor in the fire. No, God came in a still small voice as it said, "What are you doing here?" I want to ask you that question. What are you doing here? I'd like to break that sentence and say, what are you doing here? I'd like to say, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? And what are you doing here? My prayer today is that each and every one of us will hear that still small voice deep in our inner parts, that affirmation that you are deeply loved by your Heavenly Father and you're reconciled with him through Christ forever for a purpose. And I pray that during this conference, God will help you to dream dreams, really big dreams. Dreams that inspire you to start something different, perhaps something small, and build something deep. I pray too that God will reveal to each one of you his calling, purpose, and anointing, and how you can engage, whether that's in your local community, your city, your nation, or beyond the borders. I pray that you'll see a glimpse of what might happen if you act on that word, to see how one life might be changed in one village, which could change one town, which can change one nation. And that generations will come, will remember this day that we heard from our Father in heaven and we acted on it. I remember so well that I, as a bubbling old business guy, walked out one Sunday morning onto the streets of Phnom Penh, Cambodia, and heard that voice calling me to join mission. And I remember the struggle, what that might mean for a business person from Liverpool. I had no desire, I can assure you, to be a missionary. And I believe that God wanted me to work out how I might find a way to proclaim the kingdom of God using business as a tool. That was back in 1999. Today we're working with over 100 businesses, serving the poor, breaking chains. You'd hardly believe what God's done by that surrendered day. I look back at men and women whose shoulders we stand on. William Wilberforce, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and all who labored with them. And as I close, I ask you this. Where are the nation changers today? I think I could be looking at them right now. Thank you. Have a blessed conference. Amen.